All right, we're back with week number three, rule number three. Let me know. I want to know from you, is this right here, the background I got now, better than the green screen thing I did? You know, this is simple. This is my everyday background, right? And now this is, I thought I was going to do the green screen thing, but then the NPC dropped, Akai dropped that new NPC. So now this is vintage. So I was like, well, if it's going to be vintage, let's show it off. This is my listening station anyways. I use this right here as a mixer for the turntable, right? To ground it so we get some nice sounds going on and stuff like that so we could write, you know? But let me know if the green screen thing is something you like better than looking at this. But I think, I like the natural look. That being said, we're talking about rule number three, which is experimentifying your sound. I'm just jumping right into it. There's no need to waste, right? Experimenting to find your sound. Just like I'm experimenting every day. Experimenting to find your sound, experimenting to find your way through business. I'm gonna tell you why this is important, and I'm gonna tell you how I learned it and when I learned it. I'm taking you back to 98. We're going chronologically from 96 up. And so now we're 98. And where I learned about experimenting to find your sound. So I was in a group and we were underground rappers and stuff like that. And everything was about the lyrical. And, but before I was rapping, I was singing. So sometimes I would add melodic stuff and different things in singing and different stuff and try to rap over different stuff that wasn't just the regular, you know, boom bap beats and stuff like that. And some of my counterparts wasn't really feeling it. I would always get different things about, what is it? Oh, stay in your lane and that's not hip hop or that's too commercial or this, that, blah, 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 whatever like that. But see, here's the thing about experimenting. First of all, experimenting, especially when you're not copying anybody and you're being naturally inquisitive. It's like a child, a child doesn't know everything. So you're approaching the music with a childlike mind where it's like, you're just trying things, and you're at the very least, even if you don't use whatever that you're doing, experimenting with, even if you don't use it or put it out, you're learning something that you can carry forward to something else. It's kind of odd. I find it, I don't think any human being is a one-dimensional human being. So I don't understand why. Well, I do understand on a big record label perspective why it makes it easier if you just do one thing for them to package it and put it out. And even for your own business, it is good to be known for one thing. But, so you can, make a business out of it. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't experiment. You know what I'm saying? You want to experiment to differentiate yourself from other people, right? Because if everybody's doing, let's just take trap music, for example. A lot of trap will sound the same. A lot of dudes are rapping the same. So then if you got this one door and all the people trying to go through the one door, then how does that work? It's going to be a long time before you get your way in. But, one of the ways that I found to always differentiate myself is to experiment with whatever I'm doing, because that means if I'm experimenting and trying different things, that's something else. I'm not going with the flow. I am flowing. You know what I'm saying? I am flowing. I'm taking in new information and doing something with it. I always was saying to myself when I would get information, like we'll get our feedback where it's like, oh, you need to do it like this. So you need, that's not hip hop, this and that. I always was looking at it like, I was painting with all the colors of the world. I was receiving all the different information everywhere, and I was building something that nobody else had because I wasn't copying anybody. I never wanted to be like anybody else except myself. And I feel like that should be the same for you. Experiment until you find the thing that really clicks, that you can say is you. And it doesn't matter if you're in a certain genre of music or you do a certain thing. This is how new stuff is born. You know what I'm saying? If you think about it, even if you take hip hop, right? During the time hip hop is out, there's disco and, different stuff like that. And then somebody had to experiment, right? And he said, Grandmaster Flash, he put the record down and just started going, you know, moving it, and, you know, or her, you know, taking, that was an experiment. You know, that wasn't being done before, you know? And I think that, especially with hip hop, now that hip hop is a business, a, you know, multi-billion dollar business, and a lot of people feel like, yo, I want to make money, so I'm going to do whatever whatever it takes. I'm going to dress the same. I'm going to look the same. I'm going to rap the same. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what's going to get me there. But that's the crazy part. When hip hop came out, it was about being your own self. You know what I'm saying? If somebody wore the hat, you know, you could, two people could have the same thing on, but somebody might put, you know, tuck the side of their shirt in and put their hat to the left while the other person put their hat to the right. Now what happens now is everybody kind of sounds and looks the same. I mean, there are exceptions to the rule, but I'm saying for the majority of people. So then for the majority of artists that are just copying, how can you really get somewhere? How can you, I mean, maybe, okay, maybe you do get somewhere. Maybe you make a little bit of money. But how can you be great? You know? And that's why I feel like experimenting with your sound and experimenting with your style, even if you've already established it. Say that you are doing your thing and making moves. Keep doing in the same thing will kind of have you stuck in a rut. And it does get boring. Well, I know, at least to me. So why not take yourself out the box? You know? Oh, do you listen to some jazz, some classical, you know, listen to some, you know, some country, listen to some, you know, get some, because it's all music to begin with. It's all rhythms and music. So it's going to inform your decision when you go back to do whatever it is that you do anyways. Like I said, you don't always have to put it out, but I feel like experimenting is very important because you try stuff and then you get an understanding for other stuff that you don't usually do. Like, I couldn't imagine that the only thing you do is listen to one style of music every single day, right? And so, you know, after a while, this is your scope, you know? It's like, you know, watching one type of TV show all the time or reading the same books all the time. It's like expand yourself. You know, by experimenting, you're kind of expanding yourself. And I feel like the human, us as humans, is like, we're very dynamic. We can have a large expanse of experiences if we decide to do so, you know? But I think that a lot of times we're scared to come out of our box and experiment because we're also scared to fail. But I mean, experimenting is not really failure. It's like you try stuff, it doesn't work, you get information, you write it down, you document it, and then you try it again, and you just keep going and going. But I definitely feel like experimenting with your sound will take you to the next level for you. I'm not going to say it's going to make you rich. I'm not going to say it's going to give you, you know, more notoriety, but it's going to help you learn and expand yourself, expand your palate. So, you know, I would suggest, like, yo, don't be so close-minded. You know, I only listen to underground rap. I only listen to, you know, this person, that person, or I only listen to rap in general. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of great things out there. And it's kind of crazy, especially when it comes to hip hop. Hip hop has borrowed from so many different cultures and music. It's kind of doing yourself a disservice where it's like, okay, I'm just going to rap on the beat instead of going back and finding out where those records are coming from. Because you'll be surprised. A lot of those records are, you know, it could be something from Japan that, you know, the mugs that are really killing it, like producers and songwriters that do expand their sound because then they pull it into the genre that they do. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like with, you know, fashion and different stuff. Well, you know what? Let me not really speak on fashion because I'm not really a fashionable guy, right? I just wear the same thing all the time so I could focus on what I need to be focused on. But let's just say I'm into fashion. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is fashion to me. Just Gucci, 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 Gucci. Okay, we get it, right? But what happens is, you know, you go and you travel and you see fashion from other parts of the world where it's just not name brand fashion. You know what I'm saying? Fashion, because, you know, somebody doing this and that. And then you can incorporate that. And that's what I'm trying to say with the music. It's like, with the music, it's like, you know, be around other people. Listen to some metal. Listen to some punk. Listen to different things and what makes people gravitate towards those things. Try to get an understanding and it will make you a better songwriter. It will make you a better producer. It will make you a better engineer. I don't think that you have to stay. And look, I'm nobody doing nothing, right? You might be around somebody that is doing something so big and it's like, well, I'm going to follow this person's every word. You might want to do that, you know, I guess. But I'm going to encourage you, you know what I'm saying, to expand your horizon. You know, I once met a guy and it kind of broke my heart because I once met a guy that said he never left his town. And at this time, he was like in his mid-20s. He said he never left his town, you know, never mind the state, his town. And I just felt like, you know, I'm sure he has everything he needs in his town. But I mean, there's billions of people on the planet and there's mad different experiences. So it kind of puts you in a situation where this is all you know. And for some people, that's very comfortable. But there is a benefit to knowing what else is going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, you know, it's a benefit to traveling. It's a benefit to experiencing other cultures other than your own, other people. It's a benefit to getting an understanding of other people and what they do. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not the only person on the planet. You know, your style of music is not the only style of music on the planet. You know, what you eat is not the only thing. So it's like, you know, even like that. I go through this with my kids, too, where it's like, oh, I don't eat that. I don't eat this. I don't do this. And it's like, yo, dude, just give it a chance. Experiment with your palate. Then you could say, hey, I don't like this. I'm not applying this to my life. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I was using the food, but just in general. So, you know, keep an open mind, man. Keep an open mind. Experiment with your sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to make this long-winded. I just want you to expand yourself. You know what I'm saying? And if you've been doing the same thing for decades, for years, and it's working for you, fine. But if you ever find yourself stuck in a rut and you feel like things ain't moving, just do something different. Experiment. If you wake up every morning and put your left pant leg on first, put on the right. You know what I'm saying? If you brush your teeth with your left hand, brush your teeth with the right. Just experiment. Just do things differently. Whenever you're stuck in a rut, and those are probably garbage examples. All I'm trying to say is that break up the routine. If you're used to a certain thing and you keep getting the same thing, try something new. And that goes not just for music, that goes in life. If you're doing the same thing over and over and you're unhappy, if you're happy with it, yo, as they say, what they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it or keep doing what you're doing. Hey, that's fine. But if you feeling like stuck in a rut and you're not really getting what you know, you feel like you can get, and we're not talking about money thing and fame or something like that, but just creatively, if you're feeling like, nah, things ain't just coming to you, do things differently. Right? You're going to write down some stuff over the beat. I can't hear nothing. I don't hear nothing. Listen to some music that you don't usually hear. That you don't usually listen to. Like, right? If you're a hip hopper and all you do is listen to hip hop and you can't come up when you write, listen to some opera. It'll change your perspective. You might hear a little rhythm in something and you might be able to pull from that because that is what hip hop is. Well, that's what music is in general, right? You hear something, you take a piece, you twist it to make it yours and shape it. And that's what I'm saying. There's nothing, music is music across the board, no matter what style of music it is. And this is more reason to be an active and open listener to all music instead of, oh, I don't listen to this, I don't listen to that, because there's great music across the board, just like there's bad music across the board. So if you're open and you listen, you can expand your palate, which means you have more crayons in the color. You know what I'm saying? You have more crayons to color with. Instead of your primaries, you might have 100 different crayons, different shades, different things, right? Different information that's going to inform your decision, right? You just like you hear, you know, a rock beat, boom, ba, boom, ba, boom. But then you hear, you know saying, the funky, you know what I'm saying, different things. Or some things that have no drums at all, right? And it's just maybe strings or something like that. And it's going to just, you know, I think it will make you a better artist. You know what I'm saying? And definitely it'll make you a better person in the sense of it opens up your perspective to different things from different people of the world. Because we live, it's a small world compared to the vast universe that we live in. But it's also a big world with many different flavors and things. And we have the benefit of living here in the United States, where we have just about every culture, everything. So it doesn't really do you any good to block out this, to block out that, to block out this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, accept it. accept, you know what I'm saying? Accept people, accept different things, accept different cultures, accept different sounds, and then see how you can apply it to your life or see how they, you know, how similar they are. You'll be surprised by experimenting, you know, how much things are alike. They're not that much different. You know what I'm saying? It's just different ways that people bend and do things. It's, again, it's like going back to the hip hop thing, going back to, you know, dressing. I remember coming as a kid, nobody could really, you couldn't bite anybody else's style. You couldn't do the same thing. And so it's kind of weird to watch hip hop become this thing. And I understand it because it's money, where somebody does something and everybody copies. And I see the same thing on social media. One person does one thing and then it's like 100 other clones. So then you lose sight of what is the original, because a lot of people are scared to be original because they just want to try to find success. But then you'll also get frustrated because they're copying. Some people, you know, they're such good clones that they do find some success. I mean, but is that, again, are we talking about finding greatness, or, you know, oh, I'm making some money. So I'm saying, like, you know, you're only here one time. You'll go for greatness. Go for greatness, right? Put your mark down. I'm sorry, I blew on the mic. Excuse me. But go for greatness and put your mark down. And I think one way of doing that is by leaving yourself open for everything. And then once you get that information, put it in your work. Damn, I keep popping it. I'm going to have to adjust this mic for next time. But you know what I'm saying? Put it in your work. Make sure you put it in your work. All the information, all the books you read, all the movies you know what I'm saying? And don't be one-sided. You know what I'm saying? This is for you. Don't, you know what I'm saying? You're never too old. You're too old. You know, somebody's young. Oh, nah, I only roll like this. I only do these things. I only do sports. I only do this. I only do that. Nah, you could do sports and you can do ballet, I guess, or do art. You can expand your palate, experiment, try things. Don't be one-sided, because eventually what happens, you become an adult and then some adults only stay in one thing. Hey, that's cool if it works for you. It's cool. But again, we're talking about going for greatness, right? Because you're only here one time. We're talking about having an impact. Because when you're only here one time, I don't know. It's not enough just to, for me, that's just not enough to coast through life. Like, oh, I got my job. I got, you know, I'm just doing this one thing, you know? Again, human beings are too dynamic for that, or more dynamic for that. So expand your palate, man. Expand your palate. Experiment with different groups of people. Change your friend group every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? If you're getting the same thing, same information, and you're like, oh, I'm trying to build myself up, but my friend group is, you know, they're about this and that. And, you know, I want to move on. Yeah, change it up, man. Or like you're in the same environment and it's like the same, you run into the same situations, switch it up. Experiment, man. It's okay. And then if you find out that it's not for you, at least you got that information. You got to get it out of your head, right? You got to get it out of your head and put it out there so you can see. That's what experiment's all about. Remember when you be in the chemistry lab or you see it on TV and they're in the lab and they put the blue juice together with the green juice and that poof, you know what I'm saying? Like it blows up and it's like, they jot down the information. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, maybe we have to use a little less of this and a little more of that or not that at all. That's what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying? Not only are you an artist and musician, you're a scientist too. Try things. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm out, man. I think I went too far. I'll talk to you later. Peace. Radio.